Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
You guys may remember, I think it was back in 2020 when I decided that I wanted to be a brunette. And much to the horror of my colorist, Liz, we went dark and then we went even darker. And I was not happy with how I looked. So then I had her bring me back to blonde. It was a process and it left my hair pretty fragile. And she recommended one product. She actually gave it to me that totally transformed my hair after that. And that was K18. I actually used some this morning. I just got out of the shower. So K18 is bringing you the future of hair care with their leave-in molecular repair hair mask that reverses damage in just 4 minutes. Unlike most products that cover up damage, this clinically proven breakthrough repairs damage from bleach and color, chemical surfaces, and heat on all hair types. Their secret is their patented K18 peptide, born after 10 years of complex bioscience research to restore strength and elasticity in the innermost layers of your hair. And since damage is ongoing, you can start fresh with stronger, softer, smoother, bouncier hair that lasts. It's no wonder their leave-in molecular repair hair mask went viral. And the best part is K18's easy leave-in fits into any routine so you can repair daily damage with less stress and frustration and unlock new levels of self-expression. Like I said, I just used it today. It makes my hair so soft and completely reversed a lot of this damage that I did when I decided to play with my color. So bring your hair into the future with K18 Molecular Repair. It's available now at Sephora and Sephora.com. Shop K18's Leave-In Molecular Repair Hair Mask at Sephora and Sephora.com.
Hey, welcome to the Blonde Files podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Lori, and I'm here to talk all things wellness. From how to achieve optimal health and well-being to the best beauty tips and everything in between, no topic is off limits, and I'm bringing it to you real and unfiltered. I know there is so much information out there, so I'm here to help you navigate it all. Thanks for listening. Let's get into it.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. I have a really great episode for you today. I am talking to Susie Batiz. Now, you may not know her by name, but you definitely know at least one of her companies and products, which would be Poo-Pourri. I feel like everybody is familiar with this at this point. And she also has another company called Supernatural. It's a revolutionary line of extrasensory cleaning products, transforming the natural cleaning industry. Susie has such an incredible story. She experienced some of life's lowest lows, poverty, sexual and domestic abuse, depression, 2 bankruptcies, and a suicide attempt, which we get into in this episode today. So just be warned that we do discuss these things. And this led her to what she calls the luxury of losing everything. So after harnessing the power of intuition, her journey led her to building her businesses from the ground up. She never took a dollar of outside investment, and she turned her ideas into a $500 million plus empire. So she went from absolutely nothing to building this empire. And in today's episode, we get into how she did that, but also how she overcame a lot of these challenges and this really unique experience of kind of getting what she always thought that she wanted and realizing that it wasn't what she thought it would be. So we do kind of delve into that topic a lot as well. Transformation is the common thread that runs throughout Susie's life and her companies, whether transforming literal shit into a pleasant smelling experience with Poopery and transforming the household cleaning industry from toxicity to aromatherapeutic magic with Supernatural or people's lives with her growing personal brand and her Alive OS, which she talks about in this episode as well. Susie is a revolutionary explorer of infinite potential in the playground of life. She loves to inspire others and bring them along for the ride. I think you guys are going to find this conversation really interesting. So please enjoy Susie Batiz. Hi, Susie. Welcome.
Hi. Good to be here.
Very excited to talk to you. I have heard you on other interviews, and I just think your story is so fascinating, so inspiring. There's so many things that I want to talk to you about, but to start out, maybe you can just introduce yourself to the audience, tell them just a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Hi, I'm Susie Batiz. You may know me as the CEO and founder of Poopery and Supernatural, or you may know me from the course I teach, Alive OS. I'm super excited about life and love to discover things that turn me on and things that could help turn you on.
Well, let's rewind, because the road to how you got to where you are now was definitely a turbulent one. So why don't you just tell everybody where you started and we can start there.
Yeah, I just realized I only tell the story, you know, I realized that most of us have every single person struggles and they have challenges. You know, it's just I had quite a few early on in my life. So I was born in Arkansas to two parents that we were what you probably consider poor. My dad was a bipolar alcoholic. My mom was addicted to pain pills. They were divorced when I was 10 years old. I was molested when I was 12 by my stepfather, raped when I was 16. I was married, bankrupt, and divorced by the time I was 20 years old. Tried to kill myself at 21. Attempted suicide. That didn't work. At 23, I was pregnant with my first child and in an abusive marriage that I had to escape, sleeping with the enemy style about 3 years later with two kids on my hip at 26 years old. And then I met this wonderful man, and I was always trying to figure out how to get us out of the economic situation. I thought that if I could make money, that I was going to actually be something in the world and I was going to be able to drastically change our lives from the trajectory it was. So I had, I don't know what the list is now. You probably get the list if you want. I think it was like 18 businesses. I had a bridal salon. I had a clothing salon. I had tanning, a tanning business, a beauty salon. I've sold stuff out of the trunk. You know, I've done tanning bed repairs. I did faux finishing. I've done interior design. Like the list just goes on and on and on. I always had like a job to try to pay the bills, and I always had a side hustle. Mm-hmm. All of that came to an abrupt halt. In 2001, I had come up with an idea for a .com, and it was actually a really good idea. It was just about 20 years ahead of its time. But I wanted to create a recruiting platform that would match people's culture to a company's culture. And then it would go to the technical skills. It was called Greener Grass. I was in the final stages of getting $5 million in funding when the stock market crashed and I lost everything. That was my second bankruptcy. I was 38 years old. I really thought that the world was over. Honestly, I wouldn't be here if I hadn't had children, but I was not going to ever, you know, leave them. That's what kept me here on this planet. But what's wonderful about that, I call it the luxury of losing everything, because it really forced me to look inside and start going like, what are you doing? You know, what have you been up to? And what I realized and what I saw was that I had contributed to a lot of that. Now, in my earlier, you know, younger age, I didn't. But what happens is when we are born into trauma or have some sort of trauma, that creates an energetic pattern. And that pattern just keeps reverberating throughout our lives until we go back and do something about it. No one, even when I tried to commit suicide, no one at the hospital ever talked to me about therapy. I didn't know anyone that did therapy. Like, I just didn't know, right? I'm just like, okay, this is what life is. It's horrible. And this is what I got. And I was always trying to change it. And then I really saw that I wasn't just bankrupt financially. I was spiritually bankrupt, meaning I had no meaning in my life. I had really abandoned any concept of some sort of creator or God. I wouldn't say I was atheist. I just didn't care. I didn't care enough to say I was atheist, right? It was just like, there's nobody up there taking care of me, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I do not believe in any kind of benevolent power. Like, I'm trying to handle all this myself. And then I started really realizing that there was something bigger at play here. And yeah, so that all happened. And I really became awakened, and not to the point of enlightenment, but to the point of awakened to what happiness really is. I, for the first time in my life, felt peace. I had zero desire for money. I knew where happiness and I knew where abundance resided. It's an internal job. And I knew that the external is only a reflection. As a matter of fact, I wrote a course 16 years ago called Inside Out, How to Create a Life You Desire by Going Within. I taught it to 5 women. They just all looked at me like, girl, you just filed bankruptcy. I was like, okay, fair. So I need to, I thought in my mind, I need to create something so that people will listen to me. Right. And I did, you know, it's like 6 months later, the idea for Poopery. And then I've been on this. I'm not sure I actually did need to create something. It's just, I knew concepts. I think I wasn't ready to start teaching yet. Because I wasn't so convinced. You know, I thought I was convinced. Yeah. So that's brought me here.
Everyone knows by now that we need to be taking care of our gut. It impacts literally everything from our weight to our mood, our skin, our digestion, and beyond. And because our gut houses up to 80% of our immune system, a healthy gut is truly the gateway to feeling our best. Unfortunately, our bodies are being attacked every single day, and it's wreaking havoc on our gut health, from stress to environmental toxins, and even just one day of eating super processed food. Thankfully, with Just Thrive probiotic, it is easier than ever to give your gut what it needs to thrive. Just Thrive's breakthrough award-winning probiotic is the only product on the market that's proven to turn your gut into an antioxidant factory. Yes, this probiotic actually produces antioxidants right in the gut, meaning you get maximum immune, digestive, and total body health support. It's also vegan-friendly, gluten-free, dairy-free, histamine-free, and non-GMO. And the best part is you can open the capsule and sprinkle it into any food or drinks. It's the perfect recipe companion to keep your whole family healthy, especially if anybody in your family is averse to taking supplements or doesn't like taking pills or anything like that. You can sprinkle it into your oats. You can bake with it. You can put it in smoothies. I love doing all of those things. Just Thrive has been loudly endorsed by some of the biggest health luminaries on the planet. And you can learn more by listening to my episode with Tina Anderson, who's one of the founders. You can just search Tina Anderson in your podcast app and my show will come up. I did 2 episodes with her and they're very, very informational, and you can learn all about how probiotics work and about Just Thrive. This company is changing the game in the supplement industry. There's no fake marketing, no false claims, just real scientifically proven results. So if you're looking for the best in gut health and immune support, choose the clinically proven award-winning power of Just Thrive Probiotic. And right now you can save 15% off site-wide when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code BLONDE at checkout. Again, that's 15% off site-wide when you go to justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code BLONDE. There are a lot of supplements, a lot of supplement companies out there. It can be hard to know who to trust and what to take, but if you are feeling overwhelmed, go to Symbiotica's website. They have a quiz that you can take and you can find the best supplements for your health goals. I did this and I got a few things that I absolutely love. So Symbiotica is a health supplement company designing sophisticated organic formulations that are scientifically proven to increase vitality and longevity by filling nutritional gaps that result from our modern day diet. They have the highest quality bioavailable ingredients and the most advanced delivery system. They have a few that I absolutely love. So I love the liposomal vitamin C. I also love the liposomal elderberry. I think I talked about this on the podcast last week, but I started feeling like I was coming down with a cold. I got the elderberry and I took it with the vitamin C, and the next day I felt 100%. Now, maybe you think this is a fluke. Well, then my husband started feeling like he was coming down with something, and I gave him the same combination and he felt great the next day. So this is definitely something that I am keeping in my rotation, especially as we approach cold season, flu season. There's so many things going around, so it's important to have these tools in our toolkit. They also have this really amazing topical magnesium oil. It's sourced from the Dead Sea and scientifically formulated to absorb into the bloodstream within minutes, keeping your skin free of oil residue. You guys probably know magnesium is an essential trace mineral responsible for more than 300 enzymatic systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, blood pressure regulation, and healthy brain development. And over 75% of Americans are deficient in magnesium. If you have found that you've tried other magnesiums and maybe they didn't sit well, maybe you had stomach reactions from them, the topical magnesium oil is a great option. They also have an amazing vitamin D3 and K2 and CoQ10. So it's a synergistic formula that promotes a balanced mood, supports heart health, and boosts overall immunity. It contains the highest quality plant-based materials that are compatible with the human body and essential for activating over 3,000 genes associated with longevity. I could go on, but again, I recommend going to Symbiotica's website and taking their quiz to find the best supplements for your health goals. This will really help you to find the right things for you and narrow it down when, like I said before, there's so much information out there, so many supplements, it can be really daunting, but Symbiotica's are clean, they are effective, and you will absolutely have these in your toolkit as well. So use the code BLONDE at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. This is in addition to custom bundle discounts, so you can get up to 45% off. And this is great. So you can take the quiz, find the best supplements, and then create a custom bundle, and you'll get 30% off of that. And then you can get an additional 15% off on your first purchase. So go to Symbiotica.com, Symbiotica.com, and use the code BLONDE for 30% off a bundle and 15% off your first purchase. I like the luxury of losing everything. I have heard it as the gift of desperation. I've been sober for almost 9 years, so I can relate a lot to just that whole journey. Obviously, circumstances were different, but I can really relate to that. And I always say that hitting rock bottom was the absolute best thing that ever happened to me because I had nothing to lose. I was so desperate that I was willing to do anything to change my life.
Yeah.
And that meant reevaluating all the things that I had held important. You know, I, like you, I think always thought that it was something external. And I actually had the experience in sobriety where when I got sober, I had nothing, you know, no car, no apartment, no job, no money, no friends, no nothing. And I was so happy, like in those early days of sobriety. And then throughout the years, I got all of the external stuff and everything that I thought was what would make me happy. And it took me further away from kind of that spiritual internal fulfillment for a little while there. And I was miserable, you know? And it's so hard to convey that without experiencing it yourself, I think, because some of those things do make life easier. But at the end of the day, that's not what's going to fulfill you.
No. Yeah, I totally relate. And congratulations on your sobriety. Thank you. Yeah, it's a big move. And I think one of the misconceptions, and I think Instagram, you know, social doesn't really help with this, is that everybody thinks your life should always be happy and always amazing. But what they don't realize is we live in duality. When you live in duality, you have the sun coming up and the sun going down and the moon coming up and the moon going down. You have natural waves in the universe. You have positive and negative. They're all equal forces. And people think they shouldn't have challenges in their life. Well, you should have challenges in your life based on just life alone. Nature alone is dual. So that means you will have good times and you will have bad times. You know, it's like, oh my God, what am I doing wrong? I'm manifesting something wrong. You know, what you're manifesting is a life and a true life. I always tell, I just told my employees at a company huddle on Tuesday, I'm like, the one thing you can be sure of is change, right? And that's said a lot. And it sounds so cliche, but it's actually true. It's like, you will always, you know, and the more flexible you are, Einstein actually said the sign of intelligence is one's ability to change because, you know, you're going along and then all of a sudden, wow, you hit rock bottom, right? It's like, shit, what just happened? And then you turn your life back around and then all of a sudden your mom, you know, dies or, you know, I'm not going to wish that upon you, but you know what I'm saying? Like it happens. These things happen in the world, but for some reason in the spiritual community, and I think in social, there's an aversion to challenges. It's like, that's a part of the way it is, people. It's really, it's actually designed for how we grow, believe it or not. So if you can go in and harvest that like you did and see the value and the beauty, you can start recognizing that hard time as something that's fruitful.
Yeah. I'm sure in your own life, if you look back, like you wouldn't have gotten to where you are now had you not gone through all of that. And same with me. And I'm sure everybody can look back and see how the groundwork was being laid when they were going through something really challenging. It's just so hard to have that perspective when you're going through that. You had so many, I guess, what they would call adverse childhood events, right? All of these traumas. And that is usually what people kind of accumulate and then become addicts and alcoholics. That's like the predictor. What was it that kept you motivated? I know that you mentioned your kids, but even like in your late teens, early 20s, what was it that kept you going without falling into those coping mechanisms? Or maybe you did. I don't know. You can share or not if you want to. But what was it that kept you driven until you did have that moment where you realized that you were focusing on the wrong things and looking for happiness elsewhere?
Yeah, I definitely did at some points in my life. I did it in my early, I mean, I would drink in my early, you know, my teenage years, like every teenager, you know, I'd go out and party on the weekends. And when I was 30, I had my third child, my daughter, and I had postpartum depression. And of course, having no therapy with all that trauma, I do believe that part of postpartum depression could be all of those unresolved issues are kind of coming to surface. It is hormonal, but it also is like a perfect storm. So I had postpartum depression and I got on antidepressants. I was taking Zoloft for 7 years. And I'm not a fan of antidepressants. I actually think they're unkind on your brain and, you know, do kind of some harmful things. I think a lot of people are, you know, use them as coping mechanisms, but I can tell you, I do think it kept me alive, which was really good. So I do see the value. I didn't need to be on them 7 years. So I started feeling really off because I didn't need them and I was still taking them. So I started drinking and then smoking pot at night and, you know, I would wait till my kids went to bed. And then when they went to bed, I was drinking a big bottle of Yellowtail every night. So I would be what people, you know, it never affected my life and some of those markers, but I had a very unhealthy habit with substances. I went to Byron Katie's workshop, Loving What Is, not thinking I want to stop drinking because I didn't see it as a problem. But 10 days later, I walked out and never touched alcohol again for 10 years. It was just natural. Wow. What I realized is alcohol wasn't the problem, nor did I have a disease despite my parents. It was more that this was so crazy inside. I was using alcohol to help quiet that, right? Which makes sense. So whenever this got quiet, there was no need for that. You know, it's because I felt that peace. So yeah, I have had, you know, relationships with that. Last year, the past 2 years, I had a really tough time. I haven't taught a live OS in a year and a half by design. My astrologer says my Pluto was in transit, whatever that. If an astrologer tells you that, call me, get a helmet, get ready, because it's not good. I literally faced all my deepest fears. Mm-hmm. I was smoking weed at night. And what I realized is I told you I just relocated a little bit. Once I got mm-hmm. myself out of that environment, then that wasn't necessary anymore. And after mm-hmm. I got myself out of dissonance. So one thing I do teach in a live OS is resonance and dissonance and how to identify dissonance. Mm-hmm. And I've got some more advanced studies. I ended up probably with my PhD in the past couple mm-hmm. of years on dissonance, which I will start teaching again in February. But it's really hard when you're in dissonance energetically to cope and to make it, because you're drained, you're tired, you have all these crazy thoughts. You know, it all, again, it's a perfect storm. And when you can get yourself out of dissonance and into a more resonant environment, usually just nature. That's mm-hmm. the reason a lot of times nature starts to rebalance yourselves. And then I found, you know, that I didn't need those things any longer.
Mm-hmm. I've recently gotten into Byron Katie as well. What was it about that workshop, do you think, that I know that you said it kind of quieted, but if you can just tell people,
okay,
maybe like the we're gonna have four questions, right?
Yeah, but we're gonna have people not happy right here. This is
let's go there.
This is when sometimes people get triggered. So I was very much a victim. Okay, when I went in there, life has, you know, pooped all over me. This is horrible. I don't know what I've done. And Byron Katie's work really took all of that out in asking me radical questions. Like, I remember telling her about being in an abusive marriage. And she says, okay, so he hit you once. And I'm like, yeah. And she says, and then he hit you again. And I'm like, yeah. She said, and you stayed. And I was like, yeah. And then he hit you again. And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, if there's a lion in a cage or a tiger and you put your hand in it, bite you. Right. And then you put your hand in again, then you put your hand in again. At what point is it the lion's fault?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to look at some things like that. So I started getting power from those really radical questions.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really questioning. And I started taking responsibility. So mm-hmm. this is where people, they're like, how could you be responsible? And I'm like, I get it. But mm-hmm. even if it were a smidgen of responsibility, I became empowered, realizing, yeah. hold on, I could have maybe changed the situation. Okay. Yeah. So it takes the big bad guy that can get me out of there. Okay. So if yeah. I have a choice and can make those sort of things, what can I do now? So I started gaining my power with all of those questions that she was asking me, very hard questions. And it radically changed my life. I quit being such a victim. You know, mm-hmm. it really took the victim away. And when you take victim away, you get off of the triangle. You know, the classic triangle, the victim, perpetrator, hero. Anytime you're on that triangle, it's not good, no matter where you're at. If you're the perpetrator, it's not good. If you're the hero trying to save the victim and the perpetrator, you know, it's like, it's all just a jacked up situation.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, I just became more empowered within myself and less of a victim, going, wow, okay, I contributed to a lot of that shit. How can I turn this around?
Yeah, I can really relate
to
that. I mean, it's not dissimilar to the work that some people do in recovery. If you're looking at all the things that happened to you, and then you just put out other people's wrongs and you just look at your part, and it's not even about blaming yourself for something like that, but it's reframing it to see, well, what could I have done instead? And how yes. have I been using that my entire life to justify all this other stuff? And it's so empowering when you realize, oh, I do have choices, and you get out of that victim mode and self-pity, and you stop using these things that have happened along the way in your life to justify and rationalize and to dictate your behavior.
It's yeah. literally like, what was I doing? Because mm-hmm. the point is, had I continued down that same path, I would have ended up
yeah.
being in the same path. Instead, I was like, holy crap. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me pick up these pieces and let me, you know, look at, like, hold on. If I can choose that, I can choose something else. And then just step by step by step until I have the life that I have now. Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's what it is. But you do have to get real with yourself.
Yeah. Yes. Real, honest. You have to be willing to hear it and to look at it in a way that, that can be really uncomfortable, but can be really freeing. I don't know if it's just my algorithm, but I feel like I am inundated on a daily basis with interior design content, beautiful homes and spaces, which is definitely inspiring, but it also makes me want to change up my space constantly, which is not realistic. But one really easy way to change the space that you're in is with paint. And with Claire, they make it super easy. So Claire is a new online paint brand. They make paint shopping super simple. They take the hassle out of paint shopping with a streamlined selection of designer curated colors, mess-free peel and stick paint swatches, and premium paint and supplies delivered straight to your door. Claire makes picking paint colors really easy and hassle-free. So if you need help choosing a color, you can try the Claire Color Genius. It's a fun 2-minute quiz. It's like having an interior designer help you choose the perfect paint color for you. Another tool that they have to help make choosing a color easy are their peel and stick paint swatches. They are an exact match to the paint color and finish, and you can instantly see what colors work best in your space. You can move them around the room, they're non-damaging to your walls, and you can figure out if the color that you picked is right for you. With Claire, you can find everything you need to choose a paint color and tackle your paint project with confidence without leaving your home. From the products to inspiration, tips, and tutorials, it's literally a one-stop shop. And another amazing thing about Claire is that the brand offers better paint formulations that are zero VOC, Green Guard Gold certified for better indoor air quality. They meet the most stringent chemical emission standards. They're formulated without any toxic air contaminants, hazardous air pollutants, EPA chemicals of concern, so it is paint that you can feel good about using in your home. Right now, you can get 10% off your order if you go to www.claire.com/blonde, and you can get started. That's claire.com/blonde for 10% off your order. Again, claire.com/blonde for 10% off. Now that Thanksgiving is behind us, I'm sure we are all in that holiday gift buying crunch. And if you are looking for something for a skincare loving friend or for yourself, Origins has got you. So I have loved Origins since back in the day. Their tea tree oil was my saving grace in high school whenever I had a breakout, and their products are still amazing. So Origin is the pioneering nature-infused skincare brand, and they have elevated gift sets that will surprise and delight everyone on your holiday shopping list. Origins creates transformative skincare with naturally derived ingredients to noticeably improve how skin looks and feels. Origins has a long history of commitment to our planet by reducing waste and caring for our natural resources. All of Origin's holiday gift set cartons are plastic-free, recyclable, and sourced from responsibly managed forests. And for every tree harvested, new trees are planted. To date, the brand has planted over 2 million trees around the world, so you can feel good about the gifts you are giving this season from Origins. I already got a few gift sets for people on my list, and I actually got one for myself. Aside from the great curation of products in the gift sets, they are super cute. The packaging is so festive. So it really does make the perfect gift. So I got the Fantastic Favorites for somebody on my list. I can't say who in case they're listening, but this has 6 best-selling essentials from cleanser to moisturizer, size to go wherever the holidays take you. This is a $70 value for $45. So it's such a great deal. They have a face wash. They have their active charcoal mask, which I absolutely love. They have a Mega Mushroom Relief and Resilience Soothing Treatment Lotion. They have a Glow Brightening Serum. And they also have the Mega Mushroom Relief and Resilience Fortifying Emulsion. So this is such a great one. I got the 5-mask starter kit for myself. It's called Mask This Way. It has an intensive overnight hydrating mask, a mask with rose clay for retexturizing. They have a 10-minute mask to rescue problem skin, the active charcoal mask that I mentioned before, and a charcoal honey mask to purify and nourish. That's another one of my favorites. They have an All for Youth gift set, which has plantscription essentials to cleanse and plump. They also have their all-time essentials. So there are so many options for, again, yourself or whoever you are buying a gift for. So get Origins gift sets today, available at origins.com. So how did that contribute to you starting your business that is so successful now? Everybody knows Poopery, I'm sure. So what was that trajectory like after that experience?
Yeah, so after that experience, let's see, Byron Katie was about, I think 18 years ago, Poopery's 15 years old. So I was just sitting at home doing, I was actually in Byron Katie's camp, as I called it. Mm-hmm. I was doing apprenticing. I was working her hotline. I was just questioning every bit of my thoughts all the time, just sitting around crying. You know, I had an interior design company where I did a little bit of things on the side, but I really wasn't interested in money. It just wasn't a big deal. And then the idea for Poopery came about, and I was at a dinner party, and my brother-in-law, it's kind of a famous story. You can Google it everywhere. I won't get mm-hmm. to the details, but anyway, what was exciting to me as I go back and look is because I didn't have a desire for money, but whenever he said, can bathroom odor be trapped? Like I lit up and I had like a zing at my arm and leg. And I was like, oh my God, I can do that. I work with oils. I was the closet hippie that, you know, would make spritzers, and I was making energizing and relaxing spritzers. I never thought about them as a product to sell. And then I just saw it like in a flash of an eye. I was like, I can do that. And nobody thought it was a good idea. Nobody thought I could do it. And I did it, but it didn't really matter because I wasn't interested in success. I was just interested in, can this work? Right. Mm-hmm. So that's what propelled me forward there.
Mm-hmm. That's so interesting. And I hear from a lot of people who have started really successful companies, and it seems to happen after they've tried the other ways. You know, it's when they're not putting together a business proposal and business plan, and when they aren't focused on X amount of revenue per year, you kind of detach from the outcome. And it sounds like you made a lot of room through doing that work for an idea like that to come to you. And I think we focus so much on what we want and need to happen and the outcome that we want and how it has to look and all of that. And we, in more cases than not, probably don't find success or fulfillment or anything that way. It's when you clear that all away and you just kind of, it sounds like it was almost an intuitive thing for you.
Yeah. And I do believe that's true. I believe that it is really hard. You know, I've looked back at my life a lot, and it's kind of funny sometimes. You know, I think, for example, you know, why did it take me 3 years to leave the abusive husband, you know, and I was doing hypnosis, and I was like, yeah, you know, he would leave me up on this mountain in this house alone for 3 days. And all of a sudden I went, hold on, why didn't I just leave? I was up there alone for 3 days with two kids, you know, but my experience is when you have that much trauma and are in survival mode, your mind is so scattered that I didn't have time to stop. It's almost like I didn't have time to put my head above air and go, hold on, what should I be doing? Oh, I could leave now. This is great. You know, instead it's you're a victim of your mind. So the number one thing you can do to change your life, meditate, get control of your mind, because this thing is a creative shit show, right? Mm-hmm. And the more trauma you've had, the more is a survival mechanism, how fast and quick your mind is. Like I'm so smart and street smart, man. This mind is wicked smart. And it's just because of all the survival. You know, that's the only reason I've been able to harness it through meditation. I've been doing TM for 18 years and things, and I've trained it to where I can use it now as opposed to my mind running everything. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
I'm a big TM proponent.
Oh, good.
I started doing it in 2017 or 18. And I always joke that I feel like people kind of glaze over when I talk about it, but I'm like, you don't understand. It clears the way for so much more. I mean, it's like just, for me, it was so transformative. And I'm not surprised that you said that that's what you do too.
Yeah.
That's kind of what it sounded like.
That's what it does. So it really does clear the space, because mm-hmm. whenever you're in drama or trauma or any of the muzz, you know, mm-hmm. your dharma, all those, what happens is there's just no space.
Yeah.
So whenever you go into TM, even that 20 minutes, it's like a clear space. Your mind starts going like, hold on, I'm not quite in charge here. Maybe I can settle down a little bit. And then the mind starts relaxing. And then those ideas can come through.
It's like this interesting paradox, because I feel like so many people hear, wait, 20 minutes twice a day? I don't have time for that. I have this crazy busy life. And that was my initial thought too. I mean, it's daunting when you're going from nothing to that, but it's interesting because when you make that time, you have so much more to give to all of the other things, and it becomes so much more effortless.
Well, it is. It's because you're in flow, right?
Yeah.
My experience is you can pay attention to those alive ideas rather than just running. You can be like, hold on here. Oh, synchronicity, let's go there. And it's much more efficient use of mm-hmm. your time and energy.
Yeah. Yes, it is much more efficient. Yeah. So when your business became really successful and you did have financial success and all of that, what was that experience like for you? Because you didn't place so much importance on it anymore. So were you just kind of neutral to it, or did it feel how you thought it would feel all those years ago?
Initially, no. You know, I had so many patterns to reprogram about money. You know, as a matter of fact, I did a workshop with Byron Katie. She only taught once that I know of, and it was a money workshop weekend. Mm-hmm. And I got to question things like money's the root of all evil, all of these beliefs that I had, along with my own experience in childhood. So I still had a not great relationship with money. Finally, after I, you know, started having a great relationship with money. And then when Forbes came out a few years ago, I laid on my kitchen floor and cried for about 4 hours. And my family was like, what's going on with you? Because we were supposed to have been somewhere. And what I said is, I said, have you seen people run a marathon? And then once they cross the line, they collapse. And they're like, yeah. And I said, the only thing is, I had no idea I was in a race. So it was this really weird subconscious race I had myself in that only at that moment I recognized it. Then I really started questioning everything. Like, hold on, what have I been up to? Why have I been doing this? Who's been doing this? Who's been in control of this race? And that's been actually the past three or four years, to the point where last year I actually spent about 6 months mourning the cost of success. And I mean, mm-hmm. truly grieving. And most people don't, and I haven't ever talked about this publicly, but I did just recently in New York at a live event. But what I realized is I wanted to be successful, to be something in the world, ultimately so I could be loved, right? Mm-hmm. And the only reason I wanted to be loved is because I want to connect. So here I've been in this crazy rat race, thinking that if I got all of this, I could be loved and I could connect. And what it actually cost me was connection. Mm. Connection with my employees. I had to face the fact I've worked with some of these people 10 years. I barely know them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I was on such a mission to prove, you know, my ego or psyche, to prove to myself. I've had very, you know, tear-filled conversations with my children. Like, I can't ever get that time back with us. Mm-hmm. And I had a woman in New York that just was interviewing me, and she said, I have two young children, you know, and I don't know how to balance it all. Do you have any advice for me? And I said, yes, I don't give a shit what Sheryl Sandberg says. You cannot mm-hmm. have it all. Mm-hmm. And it's going to cost you something, and mm-hmm. be really ready. Whatever that cost is, you're willing to pay that price. Because I'll tell you, I just spent the past 6 months really mourning and grieving. And I could cry right now. It's still there mm-hmm. about what this has cost me. And I'm grateful. You know, I'm eternally grateful, and everything has the positive and negative, right?
Yeah.
But I tell a lot of young women that I mentor, like, stop worrying about scaling. Number one, that's some myth that somebody put out there that bigger is better. number two, realize that these time with your children and your family, you will never get back. If that's one of your values, then write that down and keep that as a value. And, you know, because what's funny is right now, I think I told you I'm camping out in Ojai in a 1700 square foot house. I go to the farmer's market. I don't have housekeepers here. I have the opposite life than I have in Dallas because I don't even want any of that anymore. Mm. So now that I have it, I don't want it. You know, it's like, okay, it's not all that, people. Trust me.
Yeah.
And maybe that's coming from a privileged place and that someone that's climbed the mountain can look back and say that. But yeah, it's pretty wild how much therapy. I've been doing hardcore therapy. I don't know if I've ever met anybody that's done as much therapy or workshops and plant medicines as I have. Like, I went after it hard and I was really tricking myself. I was tricking myself here.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. The holidays and the end of the year can be a really overwhelming, hard time, no matter what your circumstances are. And even if you do have friends, family, a partner, a support network, it can still be hard to navigate a lot of the feelings and the challenges that come up at this time. This is a time that I lean heavily on therapy because my therapist and therapists in general are trained to help figure out the cause of challenging emotions, learn productive coping skills, and learn how to navigate any kind of turbulent time. Even when things are good, therapy can be really helpful too. So it doesn't have to just be when things are feeling difficult or overwhelming. So if you are feeling like this is a good time for you to start therapy, if you're looking for a new therapist, I definitely recommend BetterHelp. As the world's largest therapy service, BetterHelp has matched 3 million people with professionally licensed and vetted therapists available 100% online. Plus, it's affordable. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to match with a therapist. And if things aren't clicking, you can easily switch to a new therapist anytime. It could not be simpler. And I love this about BetterHelp because you're not always going to find the therapist that you want to stick with in your first try. The other great thing is the convenience. There's no waiting rooms, no traffic, no endless searching for the right therapist. You can learn more and save 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/files. That's betterhelp.com/files. Well, it's interesting. It's that duality that you were talking about before. There has to be difficult times for us to enjoy the good times. And you can try to learn to enjoy the difficult times, or at least just ride it and, you know that everything ebbs and flows. And you know, that kind of compares to what you're saying about everything having a positive and negative. Like, we can't just expect everything to be static all the time. But I'm curious if, having the perspective that you have now, if you would do anything differently, or if you could have done anything differently that would still have gotten you to this same place.
Yeah, and it probably would have been the same place when you dive into things like astrology, and then you start believing a tiny bit more in some sort of fate. And I think the disbelief in some sort of fate or destiny can create the space for someone to do what I just did, to run so hard and so fast. But what I would do is, for example, before our first video came out, I was spending 8 to 12 weeks a year on Maui. I was making a few million dollars profit a year. My company was great. My life was awesome. I would go tap out. I would go do that. I would come back. And then all of a sudden I got scared of competition. Everybody started knocking me off. I thought, oh my God, I got to go. Right. And that's when I put the gas on everything. And my life hasn't been the same since. So what I would do is I would say, enjoy your life, enjoy and take time. I never went to lunch. I never visited friends. I was just always working and always busy. That was my addiction. So that's what I'm breaking that addiction now. Because I'm just over it all. I'm over it. As a matter of fact, I went to a very prestigious event. I won't say it here because they're going to ding me in New York recently. And it was by invitation only and blah, 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 these powerful women thing. And I stayed 40 minutes and I'm like, I can't do it. Can't do it. Mm-hmm. Can't do it anymore. I have such a distaste for it.
Right.
That I'm just, it's like, I can't even, blah, you know? Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to focus on next?
Really what turns me on, and we're giving back, you know, I know it's so cliche. Okay. You got everything now you want to give back, but it's really true in that I have learned a lot. You know, I'm realizing that I'm wise, you know, I'm 58 years old, but I've also lived, you know, probably 3-4 lifetimes within that 58 years. And with that experience, I feel really excited about sharing some of the things I've learned and to help people on their way. You know, I often said, even when I was young, that if I had one dream, it would be that everyone knew they could create any life they desire. Mm-hmm. And I just want to share that more, that you actually can do that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you desire money, you can have it. If you desire love, you can have it. If you desire, you can have it. It's just, you know, there is a process to getting that and to clearing the way for that to come about, but you can do it.
Mm-hmm. Can people take your classes? You said you're going to start it up again in the winter.
Yeah, there's a wait list right now on my website, susiebatiz.com. I'm starting it, I think, February 2nd again. And again, I haven't taught it since September of 21. I took some time off to really learn some new things myself. It's amazing. I will tell you, most people change their lives drastically, change their lives, which is good.
Amazing. You
know, it's a big wake up call. People are like, wow, because once you see, you can't unsee, as you know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Well, and I would imagine there is no better teacher than you. I feel like the people who go through it themselves are the ones that can help guide other people through it. So everybody look out for that. And thank you so much for coming on and sharing everything that you did. Your story is so inspiring and I just appreciate the candidness about everything. I think it's important for people to hear that maybe the destination is not the destination, you know?
The destination is not the destination. Yeah. And I keep reminding myself of that. You know, anytime I have a new alive idea or something, I really have to watch myself because I get excited and I want to do it all. And I'm like, hold on, do I really want to do that? And how's that going to play out? And do I really want that to be do I want to commit to that? So I have to really screen that now and probably not chase as many, but I am excited about stepping more into spirituality and really teaching some basic concepts in the world. It's exciting. Mm-hmm.
My husband is also very successful and he has had a lot of time in his industry and experience and everything. And he says, if I get an idea and I think, oh boy, like this is the best idea I've ever had. He's like, I need to stop because it's not.
Exactly. You can get really excited really quickly. Yeah. What I have to do is go, what's it going to cost to maintain this idea in the world? Mm. Because there's a lot of them and it does cost to maintain.
Yeah.
A company responsibility wise and time wise and everything, it's a lot to maintain the same way it is a child.
Right.
You know, and the question is, do I want to birth this? And am I committed to the birthing process and to the raising of this? That's a whole other thing. Yeah.
I think that's really important. Everyone wants to be an entrepreneur now and have a huge company. And I don't think that a lot of people really understand the sacrifices and what goes into it and what it takes. So I appreciate your candidness and your face when I said that.
No.
For everyone listening.
You know, and again, so many blessings, but you have no idea the weight, just probably no idea the weight that you have to bear. It's a lot.
Well, where can everybody find you, follow you, find more information about what you're doing and your course and all of that?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, Susie, and then SUZYBATIZ, and then on my website, SusieBatiz.com.
Thank you again.
Thank you. It was so fun. I appreciate it.
So good talking to you.
You too.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you liked it, and if you like the show in general, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe. It goes a long way, and it's actually the best way to support the show. Also, if you want to see more about each episode, you can head over to the Blonde Files podcast on Instagram. I'm always posting about each episode there or over on my personal page at Ariel Lori.
Note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.